views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another wonderful segment of Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel.
Oh, I thought Brian was going to play a song at the beginning.
Brian is going to play a song as soon as he gets it. We have requested our producer, the lovely Brian, who we adore, to get us a few songs that we know, that you're going to enjoy. Please, folks, bear with my voice today because I feel like I'm coming down with bronchitis, and it always hits me in the throat first.
Hit me with your best shot.
And I'll be coughing a bit because I had to use my inhaler today because of the fact that I'm coming down with bronchitis. And I know it's bronchitis because my grandkids had it. So I know I'm in store for it. But it's non-contagious bronchitis, believe it or not.
Thank God.
Yeah, I'm already on anti-bees.
I want everyone to know the other day, you know that I have my own window cleaning business called Peeping Tom's Window Cleaning.
Listen to this.
And while I was doing, I was doing somebody's windows.
Was at a
couple of days.
Convention.
Yeah, I was at a glass convention. And I created this catchphrase. It just came to me. I have very funny angels, very comedic angels. And it came to me. And it said, Peeping Tom's Window Cleaning. Everyone enjoys looking at a nice piece of glass. And I could not stop laughing when I heard that. And
that was fun. He texted to me, and I'm there laughing my butt off. And like my tears are rolling down my face because, you know, he does it all the time. He texts me all these amazing, funny, you know, I could be in like the worst mood. And then all of a sudden, it's like he's got radar. He texts me a joke, and I'm like on the floor laughing. And it does help my day, believe it or not. I want to thank you for that.
Well, thank you very much.
Elvis has left the building.
But I want to know something I wanted to talk about as far as our purpose here on Earth. Like, what is our purpose? Like, why don't we just stay up in the beautiful world of spirituality?
Oh, that's simple.
And of course, you know, we know that, you know, there's lots of challenges. And it stinks because we're dealing with lots of physical and emotional pain and agony. And this is how, unfortunately, one of our major tools of learning, you know, and people get very frustrated. Like, why was I born into an abusive family, you know, whether it be sexually or alcohol or drugs or, you know, my parents always fought or one of my parents killed themselves at an early age. It's like, and we pick our parents. Yeah, we pick our parents. Well, we pick how where we're going to die, when we're going to die. We pick it all. We pick the challenges.
And I'm going to tell
you something. Why would we do this?
I'll tell you why. And you know what? People will only understand this if they believe in reincarnation. And I'm going to put it as simple as I possibly can because I am a simple-minded woman.
Go ahead, simpleton.
Okay. When after you cross over, after you die, you know, you don't have to leave heaven if you don't want to. And I'm saying it is heaven, or you could use it as a different dimension. You could say it any way you want.
In the spiritual world, yeah. Whatever you want to call it.
Whatever you want to say. You get a choice. Now, after you've passed away, you go through a life review, and your angels will always be there with you. You're never alone, and they help you through it because you get to see every single second of what anything that you have done to anybody has affected them, and then the trickle-down effect of what happened to their friends and their relatives and whatnot. So the angels say, would you like to stay here and learn your lessons, or would you like to go back to Earth and do it again so you can get it right? 9 out of 10 times after they've been in heaven, all their family has shown up and everybody's had a great time. Everybody decides to pair up again because we travel in soul families, and everybody decides, okay, you're my father. You be my sister, or you be my brother on next go around. And I need to learn X, and I need to learn this, 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 and that. So dad, you'll be my sister, because you weren't too understanding about women and women's problems and raising girls, all right? So what happens is we all reincarnate, and we reincarnate within a matter of 50 years. And, you know, this, to be on Earth all at the same time, it's a matter of 50 years. So then after we've reincarnated, we go through our life lessons. And the reason, the purpose of coming back here, this is school. Now, I know we've told you this a thousand times, but listen, even if you didn't believe in reincarnation, how could you not believe this is not a school? This is where we learn the hard lessons for our souls.
This is not your one-shot deal here.
Right, it's not.
You've been here many times before.
Oh, hundreds.
And you're gonna be here many times after.
Right. Now I want you to think about something. Think about you guys out there who have suffered immense tragedies. I mean life-changing immense tragedies. How did you come out of that? Were you literally more spiritual before or after? Think about it. Think about that.
Now, a tragedy is that one of my friends said to me he has an alcohol problem, and I said, I didn't even know you were, you know, you had that kind of a problem to begin with. He goes, no, the liquor store is closed. I have an alcohol problem. Now, that's a tough lesson to have to go through the night.
And alcohol,
if you're totally out of everything.
And alcohol abuse is when you don't finish your drink and you throw it out.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so this is Earth is a school, because 9 out of 10 people, after they've suffered these atrocities, they either lose spirituality completely or they become very in tune to spirituality. Okay? So we do learn. We do. And you know what? Even when you're in school, you're told, learn from your mistakes. I mean, this is just like elementary. Learn from your mistakes. Why do you think those words were created? So that when you do make a mistake, you can learn what has come out from it. You can learn the good that's come from it. You could learn the bad. And there's always that yin and that yang in the situation. There's always the good that came out of it, and there's always the bad. Now, you can say, well, what would be the good of me losing a child? Can there be any good in that? Well, normal people would say absolutely not. I would say it took me from being a quiet medium that only read for very private friends and families to now helping a multitude of people, which I would have never done if my son didn't push me out here. So even though there's no justifying the loss and the heartbreak that I feel every single day, I can still learn a lesson from his death.
And if you look at John Walsh, the guy who created America's Most Wanted,
yes.
The only reason why he created America's Most Wanted, because his child was
yes.
killed. And so he made it his vindiction to want to go after and find all the other killers and murderers. And because
– pedophiles.
Yes, everybody. So because he suffered such a tragedy and losing his son, that he made it his business to create the show America's Most Wanted, which was a phenomenal show. I think it
yes.
still is. Is it still
on?
It's
still on.
Oh,
yeah.
It's still on? I haven't seen it personally. But it only happened because
he lost his son.
Now, God knows that this was all within a plan.
Yes.
And as horrific as it was, and when you're in the spiritual world, you already know of what's to be. You know what's to come. All right. And then you're born into this world with amnesia. But We deal with our tragedies. You know, if you were to ask John Walsh, this has got to be a really, really tough hypothetical question. And I don't even, maybe he's answered this and maybe not.
I have to tell you something about.
Wait, but if he was questioned for all the people that you have helped.
Yes.
To solve the murders and the crimes and bring lots of peace. Was it worth losing your son over, you know? And it's like, so
no,
either nothing. You have your son back and you never, and you erased everything you ever done for everybody else, literally thousands of people.
Yes.
You know, and this is the sacrifice that people make. They sacrifice their own personal happiness or their own personal parts of them, their life, to benefit so many other people.
Yeah.
And a lot of that has to do with entertainers too.
Yes, very much so. I can answer that question. Would I give up everything that I've done for everybody to have my son back? And that is a very difficult question for us, especially for a mom. But I would say this. I would say that I'm so blessed to know deep in my heart and soul, to absolutely know that my son is better off where he is than with me. And I can be unconditionally non-selfish and totally think of him and say, I'm so happy, son, that you can do everything and more and things that we can't even fathom in our small little minds that you could not do here on earth. Yes, am I suffering? Without a doubt. Without a doubt, I suffer every day.
And God understands the sacrifice that we make of our hearts to do this.
Yes. Now, don't forget, I know, I just want to say, his anniversary is coming on December 3rd, guys.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to say it again, coming closer to his anniversary. And if you could find it in your heart to say a prayer for my beautiful son, I would so appreciate it. His name was Michael Paul. And I would appreciate it so, so very much. That would be such payments for me. It would be like I was a millionaire. So if you could just remember that. And when it comes closer to the date, I'm going to repeat that.
And with that, we're going to wrap up. And so you – well, not wrap up the show, but just this moment
I'm
segment.
Just wrapping up.
So you stick around because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Could you put a bow?
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyance Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. Talking to me, he come and tell me everything is alright. He kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was.
That's what I'm talking about. That was a great one.
That's a great song.
Love that song.
You know what also I like, Bri, if you could play it? Tallahassee. Wait, Bobby. No.
Bobby McGee?
Not Bobby McGee. Where he throws himself off the Tallahassee Bridge. Oh, my gosh.
I'll take songs for 100, please.
Yeah.
All right, wait, if anybody wants a reading from Sky and I, it's 1-800-930-2819. 800-930-2819.
Oh, I could sing it a little bit. Was the 3rd of June another sleepy, dusty dell today? I was out chopping cotton and my brothers were baling hay.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
How's that? Do you know what I'm talking about, Bri?
Well, I'll see what I can do for you.
Wait, are you there or are you going to the bathroom?
I'm right here. But I'll see what I can do.
It's by Bobby Gentry.
Okay. I'll look it up.
I think Gentry, I think he was on the New York Mets.
It's not
yeah.
Female.
Not the Gentry I'm thinking of.
No. See if it's oh, I don't know the name of it.
You have a way with words today.
I know. I have like people stumbling inside of my mouth. I don't get it.
Why don't you tell everybody what they can do to get a reading from you, Artie and Sky?
Yeah, okay.
Yes, okay.
Go ahead,
so
say your name.
Hi, my name is Sky.
All right, so Sky, what's your phone number? If somebody wants a private reading from Sky,
yes,
in person or over the phone, just give her a call at
908-500-1474. That's 908-500-1474. And if anybody would like to get a great reading from Arthur, his number is 877-ANGEL-02.
And just to let everybody know, I'm going to be doing readings at Compass Massage in Ocean City, New Jersey. So for all you people who are South Jersey, you want to see me in person and get an incredible reading. My last four readings out there were sold out. So I was really happy.
Excellent.
So, so check it out. 877-ANGEL-02 if you want a reading and meet me in person in Ocean City at Compass Massage. That's 803 H Street. It's on H Street in Ocean City. So, yeah, I'd love to see
it. Is that near Cape May?
The place is gorgeous over there, too. Oh, my God. It's got really – yeah, well, Ocean City is about 30 miles above
Cape May.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and only 10 miles away from Atlantic City. It's like a perfect spot.
Yeah.
It's a perfect spot, I tell you. So I enjoy going out there because I love the change of pace. I love being by the ocean.
Yeah, I know.
It's a lot of fun. And then afterwards, I go visit friends.
Cool.
Hey, Joanne. Yay. Yeah, our friends, Joanne and Glenn Schneider.
I stay over their house.
I call their house Club Med because their house is like unbelievable. And it's on the market.
Joanne Schneider. Oh, my God. My real estate agent calls me up because I'm looking for a rental property by the beach in Cape May. And she calls me up last night. I'll show you the text. And she says, you know, we have a common friend. And I says, who? She says, Joanne Schneider.
Really?
Yes. I said, oh, my God. I says, I can't believe it. So anyway, I gave her a little mini reading over the phone because she has a lot of activity in her house. And this poor girl has been so wide-eyed with these crackpots. They told her that a little boy died in her backyard, which is not true. They told her that there was evil spirit.
Who told her this?
Some other mediums or some other psychic. I don't know. But I did tell her the truth. I told her that there was her grandfather who stays around. He's with a little girl. And they didn't understand the little girl part. And I said to him, it's because he was such like the Pied Piper in life that he's bringing children with him from heaven to see living children because their toys go off.
Wow.
Yeah. And they hear a little girl laughing. And then there's one, she's got one guy there that's not so good. And I explained to her how to get rid of him. So she's got to get rid of him. He's really not good. He tries to touch her in bed at night.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's happened to me, too, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, I'll have to explain that off the air. Really off the air. But, yeah. Excuse me, guys. My throat's failing. But anyway, yeah, we have that in common. Mr. Hoffy.
Oh, so that's Miss Joanne. And so her house is up for sale. And
Is it really?
And when I tell you it's like Club Med,
it's literally
like Club Med. Like it kills me to know the fact that it's going to be sold soon. And,
they have a
big, beautiful backyard. They have a gorgeous pool in the back and their house is filled with angels and the front yard is done really nice.
Very nice.
I love it. I love hanging out there. The energy there is so great, and I always have a lot of fun.
What's going to happen when they sell it?
I don't know. I have other friends out there, but it's not like a Club Med, I'll tell you that much.
We're looking to purchase an investment property for the summers, and I'm not looking to spend a lot of money because I don't really have a lot of money And it's
you talking in Cape May or you talking
and then in the city.
What happened to Newport?
What do you mean? You I can't afford Newport, honey.
Oh, you could afford Newport.
No, I really can't. I did some research. Are you kidding? It's telephone numbers. Telephone numbers. With large area codes.
Well.
Yeah. I wish I could. Are you kidding? We'd be there all the time. Are you serious?
Yeah. You want to know something? When Sky and I, when we go to visit Rhode Island, we stay at the Winnipeg.
Oh, I love
that. At the Winnipeg Inn. And it's a family-run business.
Clean as a whistle.
Clean.
Beautiful.
And, oh, my God. Filled with such character.
And love.
And close to the beach.
Oh.
And it's awesome. And they have a really cool restaurant right next door.
Yes.
With like a skybox bar up top of the restaurant. And it's really cool. When I say the food is fantastic, the rooms are great, the people are friendly.
The rooms are so immaculate. I have never seen – did you ever see a bathtub sparkle? That really like – you know what? And you walk in and it's like this walk-in shower was beautiful. And – the bed linen smelled so fresh. Everything was beautiful. Even the refrigerator, because I had to bring my frozen fruit so I got my shakes.
The last time Charity and I went there, we ended up staying in one of their suites.
Yeah.
And it had a jacuzzi tub, a large garden jacuzzi.
Wow.
Oh, we were in pig heaven.
I'll bet.
We were in pig heaven. I loved it.
You know
and
what?
It has like a nice size living room with a nice size bedroom. They both got TV sets.
That is so cool.
It has a balcony. And it really is. I mean, it's such it's – and I said this before. It's like walking into a Norman Rockwell.
That is so beautiful.
Place. And when I leave Westerly, Rhode Island, or Newport,
we're
Rhode
sad.
Island, I really do.
Right?
I was telling Chris, the owner of the radio station, I said, I get like homesick, you know? I get excited when I get there.
Yes.
And I'm only able to stay for like 2 or 3 days only because my time doesn't allow me because I have to go back to reality. And I love it.
Last time we were there together, we had such a freaking great time.
Oh, it was so much fun. And Charity and I had a great time. And there was a time when I went by myself. And even when I went by myself, you know, I just was meandering. I was just hanging out, having a great time. But unfortunately, guys, right now we got to go to a commercial break.
Again?
And if anybody wants to get a reading over the air, just give Sky and I a call at 800-930-2819. And if not, chill out and just listen to us blabber.
Babble.
Babble. All right, everyone, stick around. We're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, when I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained, they rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harp.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. you will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
1230 WBLQ.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Artie, and Sky will be with us in just a little bit. And, you know, this for the second part of the show, you know, it's all about, you know, overcoming your fears and our purpose on Earth. And, you know, a lot of people just can't get it why they are going through such, you know, challenges in life. And it's frustrating. It's really frustrating when somebody's being the best person that they could be. They're being loving. They're always being challenged, whether it be by their spouse, whether it be by their kids, whether it be, you know, at school, you know, and it's very, very difficult, you know, to try to keep your best demeanor while you're dealing with such, you know, with people with such personality issues. And, you know, the best thing that I could tell you under these circumstances is that, you know, this is where you need to really, like, you know, dig with inside yourself, and you need to decide who and what is worth having in your life. And it all comes down to you and your choices. And God wants nothing more than for us to be happy. That's what he wants more than anything else. And a lot of times we sacrifice our happiness, you know, to prove a point to other people. We sacrifice our happiness to try to meet up to everyone else's expectations. And, you know, it's a shame, you know, that people feel like that their life is limited. And it's not. It's about you taking a stand so that you could, you know, do what is necessary. And a lot of people are afraid of changes. You know, a lot of people are afraid of being ridiculed. And, you know, other people will get, you know, they're going to get by. Other people are going to learn to understand.
I'm back.
And Sky is back.
And, you know, folks, our point today that we want to make is that it's okay to take a risk. And like I said in the beginning of the show, if you don't take a risk, let's put it on a scale. If you have an opportunity to take a risk and you miss that opportunity, or you're afraid to venture out to take that because you're going to fail, you're 50% done. You're at zero. No, I'm sorry, you're not at 50%. You're at zero because you never ventured out to take the risk. But if you take the risk and you fail, you're at least at 50%. Before you fail, you're at least venturing out to take that risk. So you've got 50% chance of succeeding. And how are you going to find out if you don't venture out and go out of your comfort zone? Get out of the box. Get out of the box. Get out of your comfort zone. Do something that you say, oh, you know, I'd love to do this. I wanted to do this for years. In fact, I just had a reading with a lady. She was amazing. Sweet, wonderful woman. This is a true story.
Why is she sweet and wonderful and amazing?
She was, because she said, I said, everything I told her was like so accurate. Like she was like falling off the chair.
You're about to say dead balls off.
I know, I was. I'm not going to go through that again like I did this morning. Anyway, My point was that she was afraid to venture out into the world and to do something that she's always wanted to do. And this was a reading where her daughter came through. And I told her her daughter was here before I, you know, just at the first moments of the conversation. And she, you know, got a little emotional. And she says, yes. I said, she died of cancer. She was in her early 30s. And she says, yes, yes, yes. But she's also telling me that she wants you to stop. To stop giving up your whole life and to stop being so blaming yourself for everything, because she had 50% and even 75% of the reasons why they couldn't get along. And she says that you are thinking of a venture that you've been thinking of all of your life. She said, and I know it's, she says, I want you to go through with it because it's going to work. And it was opening a yoga studio. And from that, she told us a lot of different aspects that she could have even with this yoga studio, not just yoga. There was a lot of other things like Reiki and mediumship
classes.
A healing
center.
Absolutely.
Yeah. A spiritual healing center.
A spiritual healing center.
What town?
Aromatherapy. Oh, this is in Canada.
Oh, in Canada. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And she was just a lovely, lovely, lovely lady. And I think that she's going to do it. I really do. I feel as though she's going to venture out. She got the okay. She got the okay that she was looking for from her daughter.
Right.
And everything was perfect. And I think she's going to venture out now and do it. In fact, I'm sure she is, because even the angels said, this is an absolutely amazing opportunity for you. My point is that she was always frightened to do that. So when she got that validation from her daughter, I think it eased the fear. And now she's going to take a chance. And I'm so proud of her. And she listens all the time. And if you're out there, love, you know who I'm talking about. And it was my great pleasure and honor to connect with your daughter and to give you that peace of mind to go ahead and follow that dream, because it's going to succeed. And I'm just so excited for her.
I don't want anyone to ever allow themselves to stop allowing themselves to have happiness because your loved one has crossed over. A lot of people feel guilty,
yes,
about going out and having a good time,
yes,
and smiling and laughing. And, you know, what happens that when I connect to the spirit world, when I connect to these people's loved ones, they feel sad when you're sad. And when you allow yourself to be happy and you're able to dance and you're able to be with a partner who you love or whatever, they're excited for you and they're sharing your happiness with you.
Yes.
And so they really do want you to go out and live your life. And so therefore, when you're excited, they're excited. But when you choose to stay home and do nothing and to, you know, keep yourself from the public. Isolate yourself. That's the word I was looking for. When you isolate yourself from the public and from everybody and you become a hermit, you're not serving any purpose whatsoever.
No.
You know, and
you're hurting two souls, yours and your loved one.
Right. And so, and they really want you to go out and venture and to have a good time. And if anything, I tell a lot of people, especially people who have lost a partner in life, when you go out and do things on behalf of both of you. You're representing not just yourself, but you're representing your family also, or your loved one who has crossed over. And you put your best foot forward.
Correct.
Excuse me. I didn't hit the cough button because
we don't have one.
But if there was one, I'm telling you, I'd hit it.
Yes, Artie's 100% correct. And you know what? I'm guilty of the same thing. Until one day I heard my son say, enough, enough is enough, Mom. And I mean, it was at the stage in my life where nobody could tell me enough was enough. And I wasn't even believing what I was hearing, but I was in such a terrible place that I would never even think the words that he told me. It would not have been in my vocabulary, but I knew it was him. And he says to me, Mom, you've got to stop it. You've got to stop and be happy, because if you are not happy, I'm not happy. And I was literally bringing him down and suffering with me. And I was making him suffer. Now, I'm usually good throughout the whole year. But then when it comes to his anniversary and his birthday, I start getting a little melancholy again.
And that's totally normal. That's totally normal. Yeah, that's very normal, you know, when, you know, because, you know, so long as you, there's a difference between doing something repetitious, and then, you know, and making it a habit, and then you have just those moments of time, you know, so that's totally normal. It's totally normal to be like that. And if you want to mourn, then you go ahead and mourn your way. You know, who is someone else to tell you how to mourn?
Well, that's what I'm going through right now. I was invited to a party from somebody very close to me where there's going to be a lot of family coming, and they want me to come because I'm like the life of the party and everything. And this is what they're telling me, and they want me to go.
And they want their free readings.
Right.
The life of the party. Isn't that funny? Here you are talking to the dead, and yet you're the life of the party.
Right?
It doesn't say much for the party.
That's true. I never thought of it that way, but it's true. But anyway, they want me to come, and it happens to be like the day of my son's death. And I just said to them, I don't want to come. I'm not going to be good company. And then they started going on, oh, you have to get over this. You have to stop it now. It's time that you have other kids, you have your grandkids, you know, you have to start living for them. And I just said, you know what? Leave me alone for those couple of days and let me wallow in my own broken heart and just let me be me. Okay. I'm not asking you to join me. I'm not asking you for any of your help or advice. I just want to just be by myself, meditate, pray, and connect with him in a certain way. And
she just wants to do her own thing.
Right.
And with that, we do have to go for a break. So stick around, everybody, because we have another 15 more minutes. And
we have a few people to read, too.
Wow. All right. So stick around, everybody. We're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
1230 WBLQ.
All right, everybody, welcome back to another wonderful, our last segment of Angels and Answers. And right now we have somebody from South Jersey, and her name is Pride. How you doing, Pride?
Hi. I'm so excited to talk to you.
You want to know something? I saw your name up there, you know, about a half hour ago. And when our producer put it up there, you know, it just barely caught my eye, not realizing your name was actually Pride, because he just said Pride from the South. I thought he was saying Pride of the South.
Yeah.
I thought he was just commenting. I didn't realize it was you.
That's a lovely name.
Yeah.
Very different.
Thank you.
You must have heard 1,000,000,001 comments on that name.
Yeah. You know what? They don't get it correct. They know it's one of those names. They're like, they don't get it right away. They're like, it's, you know, like Hope, Faith.
Right.
But I have to say Pride, or they'll say first name, please. And I'll say Pride. So it's been fun. My mom, you know, she was really funny when she would, you know, lean her ear over if somebody said Pride, to just, you know, listen what they were saying about me, she thought.
Hey, listen, Pride, I got to tell you, I have to interrupt you. In a public place, especially during the holiday season, you have to keep an eye on your purse, because I'm seeing your purse being snatched. All right. So okay. I just want you to be very careful. It doesn't have to happen. Yeah. But I see, like, where there's lots of crowds around the holidays, or it could be even at the supermarket if it's not in the stores. So
just
be extra cautious, or maybe just keep your money in your front pocket or your credit cards in your back pocket, because I just saw something with your purse being snatched up. And if you have any packages or your purse and you don't want to carry it, put it in the trunk of your car. Don't put it where it's in eye vision.
You know, Pride, I see that you're a very powerful person, that you have a lot of power behind you. In other words, you're not afraid to kind of like venture into different things, and you're not afraid to talk up. But I also feel that there's some forgiveness you have to be doing. Am I correct?
I've been like going through that in the last, I would say, few years. I've been releasing and getting more attuned of me and my wants and needs, and instead of always giving to everybody.
Right. I feel like there's a courage and an acceptance that you're still striving for, and especially the acceptance. Okay. I think you're working on it. And you're doing a good job, but it's taken you so long to go through that acceptance. Were you hurt once by someone?
Was I what?
Hurt by someone. Emotionally hurt. Huh?
Was I cursed? Was I cursed from someone?
Hurt.
H-U-R-T.
Hurt by someone?
Yes.
Just the normal hurts in life, I would say, not any major. You know,
well, I feel though as though that you might have had a little one too many. Do you know what I'm saying? And it's affected you. I want you to be able to forgive yourself.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I need you to forgive yourself, because with that forgiveness, you're going to gain a lot of power and grace. And patience is not exactly your number one
virtue.
Virtue.
That's my second child. Because I'm seeing a problem with a major breakup.
Wait, she's saying something. What did you say?
Patience is my second child.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you something. You have wisdom, so I know you're going to be getting through it. And as long as you have the patience and the acceptance to accept who you are and that it's good enough, right. You have a lot of courage, right. So I know it's going to be good. And there's going to come an awakening for you very shortly.
Yeah, it has.
And everything is going to seem to make sense.
Right. It is. It's. I'm getting that now.
You want to what you want to do right now is that you want to go out with your girlfriends and give yourself a break from life. And if I were you, I would probably go to a comedy shop or go dancing.
Absolutely.
Because you definitely need an outlet in life.
Relaxation.
You need to relax and need to like regroup and not just make life just all about being, you know, serious. You need to incorporate more fun in your life.
And you know what?
Right.
Too?
Well, go ahead.
What?
I'm going to Myrtle Beach for Thanksgiving.
Oh,
fabulous.
That is awesome.
Fabulous.
Very cool.
Because I'm seeing that you need relaxation. And you know what? You're the type of person that if you get enough of the acceptance, you're going to be very grateful. You're going to look at things in a different light. Because right now you're looking at things very tense, very in a tense way. Like your patience is short. That, you know, you can't be bothered except for the things that are going on in front of your nose at this moment.
And right now we have to cut you off because we have one quick caller before we end the show. And it was a great pleasure sharing
Thank
time
you
with you.
Thank you so much. It was a lovely, lovely time.
Can you say
Thank
lovely
you
one more time?
All. Lovely.
Okay.
Love, yes. Yes. Much
it's
love.
It's not lovely if it's not said four times. All right. So take care, Pride. Thanks a lot.
I do that
All
for
right.
You.
Right now we have Catherine from New York from New Jersey.
Jersey, Goyle.
Actually, no, you don't. She just hung up. So just Pride was the only one that was left.
All right. So screw us over, Brian.
No, you didn't see me type it in.
It's okay. If she'd like to call in again, it's fine. But we only have a few minutes.
We have only a couple of minutes, so it's not a big deal. So. No, but anyway, so that's our show's wrapping up soon. It's amazing. It goes by way too quick.
I can't believe it. So, you know what? I had a very long week this week. Every day felt like five.
Really?
Yes. And I can't believe that our show has just flew by like this.
This week was very, very busy for me. And I was like getting very little sleep and waking up 5:30 in the morning, not getting home till like between 10 and 12 at night.
Gosh.
And at the moment I got home last night.
Doesn't that make you grouchy?
No, I don't have time to be grouchy. I'm not a grouchy person. I'm not. Like when I wake up in the morning and if I'm dead tired, I'm not a grouchy person.
Yes.
I keep my disposition pretty sky high. You know, Charity would say to me, you know, as soon as I wake up, she goes, Artie's World, come on, everybody, it's Artie's World. You know, she keeps on like, it's Artie's World, everybody, wake up, come on, it's only 6 o'clock in the morning.
You know what, when I wake up real early in the morning, my body just doesn't like it.
I hate waking up. A lot of people
like
can relate to that.
My feet always tell me that, so do my thighs. My thighs speak to me and say, go back to bed. No, I don't know. I don't feel grouchy, but I just feel sluggish, and I just feel not myself. I don't feel right.
Until you have your cup of coffee?
And my cigarette.
That's why.
Yeah.
See, I don't need any, I'm not dependent on anything. I mean, literally, I wake up, I take my shower, I make myself a little breakfast,
your
and then boom, boom, boom. I'm not like, boom, 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 boom.
Right.
Yeah, boom, 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 boom. I'm pretty much so out the door. And
I
start my day. And I don't have time to because
Now it's dark.
Everything surrounds – I know, and I'm racing against time to get things done before then. And unfortunately
–
We got to go.
We got to wrap up. So from his mouth to God's ears.
From my mouth to God's ears. May God bless all of you with lots of love, health, happiness, and prosperity. And may God and the angels always watch over you and your family.
And don't forget to venture out. Out of your comfort zone, guys, because if you don't take the chance, you'll never know.
That's right. And that's where happiness is. Happiness is showing yourself what you're made of.
Yes.
And just, you know, put your prayers out there to God and ask angels for all their assistance and only ask in positive form. Never say what you don't want. Only say what you do want. And until next week, everybody.
Have a lovely week, guys. God bless.
Take care.
Bye.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Skye have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Skye at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyeOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.